And 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civ Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sam Bankman-Fried, convicted crypto fraudster, finds out today for how long he'll be going to prison.
Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty of 7 charges in connection with the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange he founded, FTX. Bankman-Fried became a billionaire at age 30 by creating that exchange, but after siphoning billions in customer funds from FTX to keep his privately controlled hedge fund afloat, prosecutors today hope to send him to prison for up to 50 years.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The National Transportation Safety Board is in possession of a data recorder from the Dolly, the container ship that slammed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, destroying it after power failed. Divers recovered the bodies of 2 of the 6 pothole repair crew members who went into the water. In Rockford, Illinois, 4 are dead, 5 hospitalized, all from stab wounds. A suspect is in custody, motive, though, unknown. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 21% of Wisconsin adults could see their representation in the state legislature flip parties this fall. The Journal Sentinel bases that forecast on historical trends. The biggest changes could come to Green Bay, Eau Claire, rural South Central Wisconsin, Racine and Kenosha, and the Driftless region. President Biden's campaign co-chairman was in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did it. $1.2 trillion, because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose another pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers left-hander Robert Gasser will be out the next several weeks after doctors found a bone spur in his left elbow. Gasser, one of several Brewers pitchers starting out the season injured. The crew will face the Mets tomorrow after poor weather canceled today's season opener in New York. NBA, the Bucks in New Orleans to face the Pelicans, but Milwaukee has likely lost veteran guard Pat Beverly for the season. He'll need surgery to repair a torn ligament in his right wrist that could take 3 to 4 months to recover. NFL, Jordan Love says he learned hard lessons about protecting the football in college at Utah State.
And that's one thing I did a little bit too much in college, was trying to make those Superman throws and extend every play and throw it in. Nah, these guys are, they're fast in the NFL. They're going to recover on that ball and pick it. So just that fine line of understanding when to try and make those heroic plays and put the team on your back, and when to throw it away to, you know, live to fight another down, things like that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Pivot Podcast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high 54 with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
On the job till the cows come home. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, if you're on the job in the outdoors on this Thursday, the weather conditions are improving. Hello, everybody. Come on in. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. I was glad I was up at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh yesterday for the farm show. Little windy, so today the outdoor exhibitors should find favor with the weather. Sunshine on the way today. 46 are expected high. Winds out of the west about 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, 54 degrees for Good Friday. Saturday, clouds in the morning, then sunshine in the afternoon, 54. Easter Sunday, cloudy skies and 51, and then rain back in the forecast next week, Monday and Tuesday. Of course, Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, on the way with all the weather details you're looking for. Also on the way this morning, Stephanie Hoff got a chance to visit with some of the organizers and managers of the WPS Farm Show that will wrap up today in Oshkosh. A unique element that you might not notice if you're just walking around kicking tires, the youth element at the WPS Farm Show. From strollers to toddlers to middle school kids out on spring break to the high school kids. You saw them all yesterday in Oshkosh. We'll talk more with Matt Cullen, one of the organizers of the event. And Bryce Windecker, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg, is going to join us this morning. Still following that mystery disease outbreak in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico dairy herds. What is he here as of a Thursday morning, and what's happening in the marketplace? Today is USDA's prospective planting report. That comes out at 11 a.m. Central Time. That is a game changer, potentially, for what traders are looking for in calendar year 2024, as far as markets are concerned. So a lot of information we'll be churning for you today.
In our world of agriculture, weather conditions rule our workday. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on Mother Nature. You can help by taking real-time weather observations and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Everyday people such as yourself play a vital role in protecting lives and property. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Spring gardening is just around the corner, and this year, while you're trying to figure out what plants you actually want to plant, consider native plants. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And Amy Stafen, Department of Natural Resources conservation biologist, says there's a growing interest in these plants because they are very low maintenance, drought tolerant, and can help benefit wildlife. And I don't know about you, but that sounds like a win-win situation in my book.
So native plants can feed insects, which in turn can feed birds, bats, other wildlife, and some species also benefit us humans, particularly pollinators, who we know are essential for production of crops. So native plants really benefit us in so many different ways. And we don't always think about the fact that when we live in urban or suburban or even rural settings that we're part of nature, but we are. And we can boost that connection with nature and the benefits that are associated with that if we plant native plants.
So if you had to kind of give an estimate, just really how many animals does having native plants help?
I really appreciate this question, and it's an interesting challenge to try to quantify these benefits. Let's think about butterflies, for example. So in Wisconsin, we have about 150 butterfly species that could benefit from landscaping with native plants. And a fair number of these, such as the monarch butterfly, are declining. And this is largely due to the loss of habitat and food sources. Native insects evolved over millennia to digest native plants. They have special enzymes that allow them to eat and digest native plants. But you bring in plants from other places, and they are less able to eat and digest them. You know, not native plants like ornamental trees and shrubs or other plants that are commonly used in home landscaping. And I know most people have come to understand this concept with the monarch caterpillar and how it relies on native milkweeds. And this type of reliance of native butterflies and other insects on specific native plant species as both larval host plants and as adult nectar sources it applies to many other butterflies as well. And in fact, it applies to many different types of insect species, not just butterflies. But then you can also consider how when you have native plants in your garden and you have all these wonderful insects that evolved with these plants, well, that benefits birds. So about 96% of North America's land birds feed insects to their young. So we have about 226 bird species that nest in Wisconsin. Now, birds also require robust food resources during spring and fall migration. And we have several hundreds of bird species that migrate to Wisconsin and across the state. You know, just thinking about the numbers of birds and butterflies that we kind of have a handle on the numbers, it's, you know, many, many, many hundreds of species. And I think that's really just scratching the surface.
What native plant species do you recommend when it comes to attracting those animals at wildlife? Which ones should I be looking for?
At the DNR webpage, if you go to the search box and type in native plants, that will take you to a whole webpage where we have all kinds of ideas and suggestions. And I'm thinking about three in particular. One is called Native Plants for Beginners, and this has plants that can be grown across the state of Wisconsin that benefit native insects and birds and that are usually readily available at native plant nurseries around the state. So milkweed, of course, we know it's important for monarchs. There's bee balm, Monarda fistulosa, beautiful plant, really important for bees and other insects. Culver's root. Now, columbine is a fun one because it has these beautiful red flowers that dangle, and those attract hummingbirds. So that provides nectar for a hummingbird. And we've got wild geranium. We've got all kinds of examples. And in fact, we provide examples of plants that flower throughout the season. And it is important to provide species that flower in the spring, in the summer, and the fall to serve the greatest number of species throughout their life cycle. So you might imagine that the asters and the goldenrods are what flower later in the summer or the fall. And those are great choices as well. We have lots of different species of asters and goldenrods to pick from. We also have a nice flyer that people can look at on our Native Plants website that talks more about specifically supporting monarchs. And then we also have one that is for birds in particular, 10 great native trees, shrubs, and plants for birds. Trees and shrubs are so important for birds. So, for example, I found this cool quote about oaks on the SOS Save Our Songbirds website. It says that native oak trees support 534 species of butterfly and moth caterpillars, while non-native ginkgo trees support only 5 species. So oaks are great. Cherries, viburnums, dogwoods, willows, birches, and conifers. Conifers are great for the finches. So that handout on bird habitat in particular is really handy. But we have all kinds of resources at that Native Plants webpage where people can find ways to get started and help them pick different species.
How do you think this has really grown in popularity over the years, and why? Why are people turning to plant more of those native species?
My theory is that the monarch butterfly has really helped capture the imaginations of people across the country, and just realizing that this beautiful insect that we all just took for granted our whole lives, that's always there, it's easy to recognize and identify, and all of a sudden it's declining. We start to learn about how, if we can provide food for the monarchs, we can actually have an impact. And I think that was a good wake-up call for people, especially living in urban and suburban areas, but then even just people in rural settings who are thinking about their home landscaping. It's like, my gosh, I can actually make a difference in the biology of this one species, and I never knew I had that power. And then we started to learn more about pollinators and how we can actually have an impact on them, too, and how important they are for our crops. And So I think it's a matter of just really helping people see that they can be part of conservation solutions, and it's not just up to biologists and scientists. And then I think people have started to learn about birds as well and how we can benefit them by providing habitat. So So I think another reason that people are really keying into this is that there are many different nonprofit conservation groups that are popping up and they're getting out their message. They're offering special events. They're offering plant sales. So it's wonderful that government institutions like the DNR have these private partners across the state who are really helping spread the word and offer opportunities for regular citizens to get involved with conservation at home.
That was Amy Stafford, Department of Natural Resources conservation biologist. She says people wanting to add native plants to their yards should start small, keep it simple, and record what and where you're planting. Drawing a simple map of what species you're planting where and putting the tags in the ground to help label them will help you not mistake them for weeds and accidentally pull them when that plant emerges in the spring. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Clery building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Clery Building Corp. Since 1978.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Tune in Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. Mark Pocan, my congressman, joins the Devil's Advocates radio show 4 to 6 across the state of Wisconsin.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
And Melissa Winkus is a bison producer from Seymour, and she says they really have a lot to offer.
And we go through about 650 pounds of patties, so take that times four is a lot of patties. We also do burger bison burritos as well, and we go through about 80 pounds worth of ground for the three-day show, so we are plenty busy. Actually, the bison meat is the last few years has been brought in from our personal farm and right in Seymour. So we put out a bid towards the entire association, and so we put the bid in a few years, and so we've been doing the supplying of that.
That's a lot of bison. 650 pounds of bison meat for the patties, 80 pounds of ground bison for the burritos. That's Melissa Winkus from Seymour, whose farm supplies the bison meat. And she says the money all goes back to the association.
We just launched a new website, wisconsinbison.com. And there you can see a lot of the producers are right on there and a link to their websites. Or just in general, you can learn a lot more about the bison industry just on our website now that is new and improved. and then also going towards a lot of the vet students to be sponsored to go to some of the local farms when they do roundup with their animals, and then they can see more hands-on that way.
There you go. WisconsinBison.com, their new website. Melissa Wink is from Seymour, one of the faces you might see if you go have a bison burger today. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us live this morning. I know you made it to the show grounds. Did you make it to the lunch tent yesterday?
We walked into the lunch tent, and unfortunately, it was right in the noon hour, and changed our mind and just headed for home.
Yeah, they do a lot of business. We had the cattlemen are there, the pork producers there, obviously the dairy folks. So like we said, the bison producers, they've got a great variety. But yeah, it gets busy fast. I'm glad that the bison producers had enough volunteers on hand to even make some of that food available to exhibitors. So, well, that's all right. If anybody's heading up there, that's one of the bright spots about the show. The good news about today, the bright spot is actually the sun.
Yeah, going to be a lot nicer. We noticed instantly walking into the wind heading for the exhibit areas yesterday just how cold it was out there. Certainly a windy, chilly day yesterday, but conditions are improving now. The low pressure system that was just off to our north yesterday, way off into eastern Canada, off the northeast tips of Maine, that's where precipitation is, way out in the east coast. We don't have any of that to worry about. In fact, a nice sunny, bright day. Temperatures, though, just a little bit cooler than normal. Remember, here we are at the end of March. Our normal daytime highs should be in the very upper 50s. La Crosse, western Wisconsin, warmest with a high that should be at 51. Not quite the case today. I think more likely we get above normal already by tomorrow, but that's ahead of the next system. There's another low out in the west coast that's going to head in and head right towards southern Wisconsin, and that could very well lead to some rain chances even late Friday in the west, more likely Friday night, lingering into early Saturday east. A tenth of an inch, if we see it, not that big of a deal. There'll be another low pressure system so that later Sunday into Sunday night, some more rain develops. Again, maybe up to a tenth of an inch to take us into early next week. But with cloudy skies, those temperatures will struggle to hold on at those normal levels. That's upper 40s or around 50 or so. It is going to stay a little cooler yet, even on into next week. We don't get back to those record highs we saw back in March. It does stay cooler as we head on toward the beginning of April. I'll have forecast details right after this.
One of the most common questions farmers ask is, why don't we see commercials about Wisconsin dairy products on TV anymore? Suzanne Fanning, Chief Marketing Officer for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, has the answer and shares more on just how they're using your checkoff dollars.
We are very careful about how we spend those farmer dollars. We don't want to be preaching to the choir, so we don't need to tell that story right here. And also, years ago, you didn't have the opportunity as a marketer to define your audience and say, I'm looking for people who are specifically interested in cheese, who have a specific income, for people of a certain age group, a specific household. So now we have such sophisticated targeting that we can do on social and with our digital advertising. We also have opportunities within search engine optimization. There are so many things that we can do. And marketing is so much more sophisticated than just buying a commercial on TV. We can spend money so much more wisely.
That was Suzanne Fanning, Chief Marketing Officer of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
Those folks are up at the EAA grounds as well. All right, Stu, like you said, better today if you're going to be in the outdoors. The wind's tamed down a bit.
Yeah, it's going to seem a lot more comfortable with sunny skies, and I expect a lot of us see mid and upper 40s, 45 or so in the east, more likely upper 40s in the west, and the west winds will be around 5 to 10, not that strong. We stay clear overnight, back in the mid-20s, though, cooling off, west winds 5 to 10. More sunshine Friday, although some clouds develop in the west, maybe a sprinkle late in the day. Let's push it up in the low and mid-50s as winds become a bit variable southeast in the afternoon, 5 to 10. And then by Saturday, a little rain overnight may linger in the east early Saturday. More clouds in the east. A little sun tries to break through later. Low 50s with winds becoming northwest at 5 to 10. Not expect Pam upper 40s around 50 Sunday and maybe some rain by late in the day to take us into Sunday night.
Yeah, are we thinking measurable rain front part of next week?
No, a tenth of an inch or so again. Just getting it wet.
All right. Good enough, buddy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right, see you later.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, with the weather details you're looking for, especially if you're going to be outdoors, like up at the EAA grounds. It is a chilly one out there this morning. Right now, La Crosse is at 23, Fond du Lac 27, Lake Geneva 27, Hartford 27, Madison's 25. Looks like Anchorage, Alaska, the warm spot this morning at 34 degrees. How about that? Hey, don't forget, Anchorage is just one of the spots that you can join me on our next farm tour. We're headed to Alaska in August, taking in the Alaska State Fair. Then in October, it's out to the East Coast, visiting Boston, Nantucket, and Cape Cod. Find more on my website, MidwestFarmReport.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the Fighter gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sam Bankman-Fried, convicted crypto fraudster, finds out today for how long he'll be going to prison.
Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty of 7 charges in connection with the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange he founded, FTX. Bankman-Fried became a billionaire at age 30 by creating that exchange. But after siphoning billions in customer funds from FTX to keep his privately controlled hedge fund afloat, prosecutors today hope to send him to prison for up to 50 years.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The National Transportation Safety Board is in possession of a data recorder from the Dolly, the container ship that slammed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, destroying it after power failed. Divers recovered the bodies of 2 of the 6 pothole repair crew members who went into the water. In Rockford, Illinois, 4 are dead, 5 hospitalized, all from stab wounds. A suspect is in custody, motive, though, unknown. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 21% of Wisconsin adults could see their representation in the state legislature flip parties this fall. The Journal Sentinel bases that forecast on historical trends. The biggest changes could come to Green Bay, Eau Claire, rural south central Wisconsin, Racine and Kenosha, and the Driftless region. President Biden's campaign co-chairman was in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did it, $1.2 trillion, because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose another pitcher.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers left-hander Robert Gasser will be out the next several weeks after doctors found a bone spur in his left elbow. Gasser, one of several Brewers pitchers starting out the season injured. The crew will face the Mets tomorrow after poor weather canceled today's season opener in New York. NBA, the Bucks in New Orleans to face the Pelicans, but Milwaukee has likely lost veteran guard Pat Beverly for the season. He'll need surgery to repair a torn ligament in his right wrist that could take 3 to 4 months to recover. NFL, Jordan Love says he learned hard lessons about protecting the football in college at Utah State.
And that's one thing I did a little bit too much in college, was trying to make those Superman throws and extend every play and throw it in. Nah, these guys are, they're fast in the NFL. They're going to recover on that ball and pick it. So just that fine line of understanding when to try and make those heroic plays and put the team on your back, and when to throw it away to, you know, live to fight another down, things like that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Pivot Podcast with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Thursday morning on the Earl Ingram Show. Join me for In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, only on Civic Media.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high 54 with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
From field to fork and everything in between is why the kids from Wisconsin say.
Sure is, especially if you're going to be in the outdoors. Morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke greeting a Tuesday with enthusiasm. It's the final day of the WPS Farm Show at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh, and it brings with it sunshine. Today, daytime highs right around 46. Winds should simmer down just a little bit out of the west today, about 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, 54 on Good Friday. Then Saturday, morning clouds, afternoon sun and 54. Easter Sunday's got cloudy skies in store for us and 51, and then rain back in the forecast Monday and Tuesday of next week. I do want to remind you again, this is last call from the National Weather Service for all you citizen scientists to become a part of their rainfall brigade. They need folks all across the state of Wisconsin to verify what happens on the ground with rainfall reports. And it's simple to do. You report when you get rain, when you find time to look at the rain gauge. It's about as easy as it's going to get. They are encouraging everybody, especially you folks in rural communities, to please be a part of the rainfall reporting group. You can find out how. It's very simple. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. And we hope that you'll sign up before the end of the month. All right, so today, getting closer to the end of the month, it is the 28th day of March. What can I tell you? On this day, in 1963, Alfred Hitchcock's movie, The Birds, is released. It's become a classic horror movie and a lot of reference points for comedy skits. The Birds from Alfred Hitchcock, released on this day, 1963. On this day in 1979, Three Mile Island nuclear power plant had a partial meltdown and a radioactive leak. That was the first time the United States had to come to grips with that. And it happened kind of at the same time that we still were, you know, investigating nuclear power. Three Mile Island happened in 1979, Chernobyl in 1986, and the big Fukushima meltdown in 2011, in case you're wondering. Jesse Owens received the Congressional Gold Medal on this day in 1990. Got to wish happy birthdays this morning to country music artist, actress Reba McEntire. She is 69 years young today. Vince Vaughn is 54. Lady Gaga, 38 years young. And now you know. Well, we've been chirping about it all week long. The annual WPS Farm Show at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. The whole Midwest Farm Report team got a chance to visit the grounds and all the people there yesterday, including show organizers. Stephanie Hoff's got more.
WPS spokesman Matt Cullen says he's thrilled to welcome spring with the 62nd annual WPS Farm Show this week. He says he was pleased with the length of the exhibitor list and overall attendance.
You know, I would say both of those are pretty comparable to what we've seen last year. We have about 400 exhibitors that are taking part in this year's WPS Farm Show, and we expect about 20,000 people will be here over the course of the entire show from March 26th through March 28th.
Now, there's something new this year that we were pleasantly surprised with, is that parking's free.
Absolutely. Admission always has been free to the WPS Farm Show, but this year we're having complimentary parking that's sponsored by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Greenstone Farm Credit Services, and Compeer Financial. So we appreciate their support and their help to make this completely free for all of our guests, for all of our attendees for this year's WPS Farm Show.
Do you think free parking has helped attendance?
You know, I'm not sure exactly, because we're still going through the show and we'll still look at all those numbers once we finish up the show. Again, we do expect that we'll have comparable attendance to what we've seen in years past, but it's just another way for us to be able to help people come out to the WPS Farm Show and really take a look at all the different exhibits, products, services, and equipment that's on display and is able to help our farms continue to grow as they move forward.
Did this show bring any other new elements this year?
You know, what we've seen kind of year over year is we see similar types of products and equipment, but it's always the new features that are a part of those. Large farm machinery is one of the categories that we often see here at the WPS Farm Show. It seems to be a staple year in and year out. But then you have other products such as, you know, robotic milking equipment, precision planting technology. And then we have new exhibitors this year, 33 of them, in fact, that are making their first ever trip here to the WPS Farm Show. And they're displaying things like agricultural building materials and products, animal nutrition products. And you also have things such as dairy farm clothing, which you might not automatically think of when you think of a farm show or the WPS Farm Show, but still is important to farmers and still products that they're looking at as they run their operations and looking at, you know, what do I need to improve? What do I need to perhaps invest in for my operations?
It's not just some of your exhibitors whose first time it is at the show. I also see some very young faces, baby strollers at the show. What do you think that family element says about WPS Farm Show? The fact that it's a family tradition for most of us to come here as kids, maybe playing hooky at school or maybe during their spring break, to enjoy the show.
You know, we're appreciative that families see the WPS Farm Show as a worthy experience and a rewarding experience for them, for their entire family. We just finished up and had the kids tractor pull here on the grounds, which is always a fun event, getting the kids a chance to compete against each other and see who can pull that sled the furthest down the runway, down the main road here at EAA. So that's a fun part of it. But just getting a chance to really look around at what's going on in the world of agriculture. What are the different machines? You see kids getting a chance to, you know, climb into the biggest tractors that are here on the grounds. But for some of the other older children or maybe teenagers, this is a chance for them to maybe get introduced to careers in the agriculture industry, especially our FFA chapters and the kids that are taking part in those. We have them staffing our informational booths. So this is a chance for them to also kind of get immersed into this industry and see perhaps if this is something that they would like to explore for a career as they finish up high school and go on into the future.
After the show wraps up today, Matt Cullen says they'll look at feedback from attendees to help plan for the 2025 show. You can follow along with the WPS Farm Show at WisconsinPublicService.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
It's that time of the year again. Time to enjoy an Easter ham. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for my friends at Bavaria Sausage on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online, BavariaSausage.com. I tell you what, if you haven't been in the store lately, step on in. It's got a whole new look, and that goes for what you're seeing in the showcase as well. Yes, the Easter hams are ready to go. You can place your order anytime, but also keep an eye on the display cases. New products being developed as we speak that combine the old world authentic flavor you've come to love, along with some new product twist-ups that are being developed in the Bavaria Sausage Kitchen. It's exciting to watch and exciting to enjoy. Bavaria Sausage, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or again, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Experience a surprise. BavariaSausage.com. Tell them the Farm Babe sent you. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a penny and three quarters to $1.42. The 40-pound block cheese also down a penny and three quarters at $1.40 and three quarters. Double A butter gained a penny yesterday at $2.84 a pound. This morning in Chicago, and let's remember, we've got the USDA prospective planting report that will be released at 11 a.m. Central Time. This is one, as John Heinberg has said, that could reset the goalposts when it comes to the game of growing season 2024. In overnight trade, December corn right now is unchanged at $4.62. November soybeans are down $4 at $11.79. July wheat right now unchanged at $5.62. The fluid milk for April is down another 13 cents this morning at $15.51. The May class 3 milk that goes into cheese down a dime, $15.95. You know, despite the smiles that we were seeing yesterday at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh for the WPS Farm Show, you know there's a lot of tension that especially Wisconsin dairy farms are facing. Commodity prices may be low, so maybe feed's a little less expensive, but boy, our milk prices are just languishing. Randy Koth is an auctioneer with the Steffes Group, and he focuses in primarily on livestock and dairy, and he says he's noticing the stress when he pulls up in a yard to start scheduling an auction.
You know, guys are trying to do whatever they can to survive right now. That's just the reality of it, and you know, we're getting a lot of calls on those sides and looking for, you know, opportunities and looking for an out. So we've been doing a lot of visits here in Wisconsin the last few weeks and just trying to offer up options and generate some cash, whether it's onesie twosie things just to generate some cash or pay off some vet. And we're talking about some full farm transitions lately too, and you know, it's just when the market's been this soft for this long on the milk side, it takes its toll, and guys are hemorrhaging equity at a rapid pace. There's only so long we can handle that, so we're trying to find an out for everybody and make it worthwhile for everybody.
Randy Koth, again, one of the auctioneers with the Steffes Group up at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. Like I said, despite the fact that the economics are so poor, I got to believe that just going to the farm show is almost therapeutic for a lot of farmers, just to get together and be able to commiserate with one another and talk with folks that are facing equally challenging times. All right, those challenging times are exactly what we're talking about next with our friend Bryce Windecker. He's a broker analyst with the dairy sector from EverAg. He joins us on a Thursday conversation next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. So I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Thursday on Matt Nair On Air. Join us for public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley, and then we talk all things sports with Paul Noonan. Don't miss it.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
What's going on? I get so many frustrated dairy farmers that are wondering, when is this going to turn around?
Yeah, it's been really frustrating. I mean, we've been the cheapest cheese price the past 6 or 7 months now and continue to just see it not get any support. I mean, we see a lot of interest in buying at traders at about that 140 being bottom of the barrel prices right now. The fact of the matter is we've just got so much cheese in storage that the negative milk production reports just aren't going to matter until that starts to turn into less cheese.
Yeah, and how is it going to turn into less cheese? I mean, do we see any place in the world that's bringing us any positive opportunities?
It's definitely hard to get exports right now just because of global demand being in such shambles. One of the major issues there is with China. They're not buying as much whole milk powder, and that's forcing New Zealand's hand into making more cheese and whey to part out those products because the high protein whey space is elevated and firm. So cheese is kind of turning into the byproduct of all those high protein whey products right now. I think if we can get cheap enough here to get off some exports and our futures curve, that would help book some longer term deals with Asia. But right now, being in the 180s this fall, that's not winning any business for us.
You know, I had one feed guy say that it's kind of like you set the whole Thanksgiving meal, you're got everything loaded, and like half the family doesn't show up. That's kind of the equivalent of China not being in the marketplace these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned Thanksgiving, I mean, domestic cheese demand here is flat year over year, and we've got all of these new plants coming this fall, so I'd definitely be very vigilant hedging into any class three market on rallies for that reason.
So what else new can you tell us then, Bryce? I mean, like we said, there are the conversation at the farm show up here yesterday was a lot of farmers that just don't know how much more equity they're going to want to chew through on this. Are we seeing more cow sales? Are we seeing more auctions? What are you seeing?
There's definitely more sales and auctions going on in the Southwest with how expensive feed prices have been and then these low milk prices the past 6 or 7 months here. I definitely will continue to see butter and non-fat dry milk prices a bit more elevated. So we'll definitely continue to see class four higher than class three because 50% of the butter utilization butter fat utilization in the country is going towards cheese. And when these new plants get running, they'll continue to keep that butter market short. So from a dairyman's perspective, anything you can do for a point of butter fat will be worth it.
All right. So do we have any reports coming up? Anything that's going to be going on? I mean, how are we supposed to risk manage our way through prices at this level, Bryce?
At this point, you know, with how tight milk production is, if we can somehow get some demand going, whether it be here, I mean, McDonald's is offering a, you know, a $4 value menu. So if we can move some more cheese through them, I mean, that would be how we get out of it. And I would be looking to for downside protection like DRP insurance or buying puts this at a worst case price for. Because we can get, you know, we get into July, August, and to get things hot, that should help the spot market rally. Because anything traded on the CME spot trade is less than 30 days old of cheese.
You know, I know this is always a tough time of the year. I get it. We're in full milk production on a lot of dairy farms. But like you said, is it about economics? Is China giving any indication on the health of their economy? What's happening with the European Union? I mean, if we're the bottom feeders of the world, I struggle on what I'm supposed to tell dairy farmers about this.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's frustrating, and with China, it's hard to trust any economic data they print. So one of my indicators I look at is how their stock values of their bigger dairy companies are doing, and those are making new lows. So those stock values can't lie with those being publicly traded. I think we can see some higher prices to protect with, you know, if we can get, like I said, get hot this summer and get those milk prices or milk supplies tightened up. But it's hard to be able to get the exports off when the EU and New Zealand can offer that. Those longer term contracts at a cheaper price compared to our futures curve. So I think we'll be living on spot action. Mexico is going to be huge moving forward. They have to continue to buy like they have been to keep us afloat.
Yeah. Well, that your emphasis right there, keep us afloat. I think that I'm getting a sense that there's more and more dairies out there that are saying, I am not going to be able to stay afloat. Appreciate the conversation, Bryce, even as difficult as it is, buddy. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again in a couple weeks. Let's keep our fingers crossed. It's better news, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll keep eating cheese if you do.
All right, I'm with you, babe. Thanks. Bryce Windecker joining us live this morning. He's one of the dairy broker analysts that's trying to help you through this mess with EverAg. Ever.ag, their website. We'll catch you tomorrow morning.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
A way to assist in bettering the lives of migrant and seasonal farm workers. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In the last couple of shows, we've talked about the work of the Great Lakes Center for Farm Worker Health and Well-Being at the University of Illinois Chicago in addressing the life challenges these workers face daily. Director Linda Forst says they are mostly underappreciated.
Farm workers play a huge role in the food supply chain. Without farm workers, we don't have a very good food supply chain, because without migrant and seasonal farm workers, there aren't people to harvest our fruits and vegetables, and a lot of agricultural export from the U.S. comes about as a result of farm workers at their source.
Forst says the Great Lakes Center is a federally supported operation. The challenge is enormous, though, and Forst says they would welcome collaborations.
Anybody that wants to partner with us on this, we're very open and willing, and we have a small staff, but we are very interested in networking with others that would like to move the needle and improve the health and well-being of farm workers across the country.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Matt and Air on Air's Greg Bach and sports guy Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com. Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that...
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off.